Bucks County elections officials say they've processed about 100,000 mail-in ballots. They're still working on getting them mailed out. And KWU Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Elwert reports county officials reminding everyone who plans to vote in person that they will be required to wear a mask.
Bucks County Chief Clerk Gail Humphrey says in 2016, the county processed 6,000 mail-in ballots. Tuesday was the deadline to apply for mail-ins.
We received about 3,000 applications just that day alone.
She says some of those voters may not get their ballot until Monday. The county has drop boxes available at the county government buildings in Doylestown, Levittown, and Quakertown available Saturday through Monday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. As for masks for in-person voting, Bucks County Health Director David Damsker says he understands some people don't like wearing them.
But they're also mandatory for this election. We have to protect the people working in these polls.
Humphrey says they'll have masks available at polling places, and while no one will be refused the right to vote, they will have to either wait until the polling place is clear or they'll be given a provisional ballot.
They'll be handed an envelope. They can kind of fill it out on their own, and that would kind of, you know, tighten down on their interactions with other folks.
Republican County Commissioner Gene DiGirolamo.
It's the right thing to do. It's the American thing to do.
At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Elwert, KYW News Radio.